Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, well, well. And the streets won't be safe after this one. Are they going to be safe? I guess they are. Well, we'll see. Well, this, ladies and gentlemen, and however you may wish to identify, is a special episode. Special because it's the third ever pairing. So we usually are Awesome Foursome, this Out of Home podcast, a collective of four Londoners that met in Amsterdam, sharing dope stories of their own and of other people. Butchered that, but we'll get there in the edit. And this is the first time that myself and Stephen are at the helm.
West Side Africa.
Yeah, I knew you'd say something about that. So the Kieran and Yaf. Not on this episode, but you know, they're
Caribbeaning.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, Kieran and Yaf aren't with us on this episode, but we'll connect next time. Much love to the brothers them. And so yeah, this may be bumpy, but me and Stephen are gonna, for the next however long,
strap in. You're in for a great session with your favorite funkles.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And yeah, bro. So. This feels so strange, actually.
It's so weird. I don't even know if we can call this an album podcast. It feels like something else.
Bro, it's like, imagine there's a compilation album. Like, you're not going to have every single song with all four members in it, fam.
Yeah, but what do you call this one? Africans.
Bro, stop reducing us to just Africa. But I hear you.
Stop reducing us. That's it. You see it as a reduction. No, let's talk about that, Kwame.
No, but we're seeing with Kwame first, isn't it? Isn't just the Africans and the Caribbeans of the group. It's like the boys of the group, isn't it? And we happen to be African, they happen to be Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. So you've taken Yaf's mantle of being politically correct.
This guy, bro.
Speaks to Yaf once.
More than once. But yeah, no. But we had some topics. Obviously, we'll get into what made us smile. We also talk to some things that we saw in the news that they want to have a debate on, or just a little conversation on, and then also we're going to play a little game. And Stephen, what game are we going to play?
Well, we are going to do a true test of friendship. I spent a lot of time with Kwame and vice versa, so you think we'd know each other. And for those listeners who may have recently joined and you want to get to know who is the real Kwame Wilson, who is a real Stephen the Pamper? Buckle in, you're going to find out and see the compatibility. We should be very compatible. We spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, we work together, bro. We're the same team.
Yeah, I see you almost, I speak to you every day.
Every day.
Maybe Sundays, we chill on Sunday. Yeah, shout out Craig David.
Maybe. But I saw you on Sunday, because man, you lost.
Waste, man.
And you were cursing me for being bad luck, fam.
Yeah, it was all fine until you came along, fam. But yeah, we'll get into that. But yeah, first of all, I want to ask you, what made you smile this week?
Oh, I've got a good one.
And ooh, for our first time listeners, what made you smile is a segment where we look back at the week. Nice. Last 7 days. Nice. Life's been tough. Yep. Life's been rough. Okay. Coming out of a pandemic.
Yes.
An epidemic.
Yes.
Sometimes we can forget to smile. Sometimes it can seem the world is all against us. All dark and miserable. But now we're entering spring. The flowers are blooming. Literally, the flowers are blooming. Kwame's wearing a floral patterned
shirt.
He's looking like a real Tim Flowers out here.
Oh my gosh.
And so we like to take some time out to kind of remember the positives. It's so easy to talk about the negatives, so we always start off with this segment to look back and think about what made us smile. And if you're at home listening to this, I want to ask you, what made you smile as you think about this? But first of all, Kwame.
Thank you, good sir. So what made me smile? I actually know this one off the bat. I was in Oost on Sunday. A friend of the pod, the lovely photographer extraordinaire, Coco Olukunle and Carmen, opened up their creative space, which will be part a photography kind of a photography kind of like studio, a place for fashion, a place for books, just a place for a whole lot of edumacation and vibes. Mm. And they have a space not too far from here, Stephen, or your end, Stephen, called Showroom. Coco kindly invited me to the opening, and I went, and then like Mia came through. I also saw some people that live nearby. I wasn't able to link up with them, but it was just a nice vibe. I also saw Riam, another friend of the podcast. Podcast. Am I Northern? I've been hanging around with Jenny too much.
Shots.
So yeah, that was really nice. Really cool vibes. Like there was music. There was what do you call it? Fentimans on deck. So you know when you got Fentimans, you're living life. Mm. That, by the way, if no one doesn't know, Fentimans is a brand of drink. They do like mixed drink. They do like
you're a big drinker, aren't you, Corbin?
They even have a
knocking them back.
They even have a drink flavor called Curiosity Cola.
Mm.
Apparently, it ain't saying that much. But yeah, that's what made me smile. It was good vibes. Good to be in the creative element, and good to share it with Coco, who's a very sweet and dear friend, and appeared in our film Golden Generation. I repeat, if you didn't know, we have a short film about community and creativity about Amsterdam with 6 characters, and we've also been like nominated for some awards, so some in South Africa, some in London, so hopefully we have more and more to update you on. And I'll pass it over to my African Alliance adversary, Stephen.
Adversary, is that what we are now? We're adversaries.
No, I was just looking for another piece of alliteration.
Alliteration, okay.
Yeah. Stephen the Pamper, what made you smile, big man?
I don't know, we spent a lot of time together. What do you think made me smile? Did I do anything? I can't remember.
Yeah, this happens a lot.
Yeah, all days are just
bro, I don't
blurry.
Know, what made you smile? What made you What made you in your black heart be like, right, this is kind of a good
I can't remember what I did, fam. Did I do anything?
On Friday I saw you after I got my hair cut. But you weren't really smiling then. Saturday,
I think I was just in.
And then Sunday, we you were watching the match. I came over briefly, like and then I went to Coco's.
That didn't make me smile. Ooh,
did you travel? No, you were here the whole last week, right?
No, I came back from since America. I haven't been anywhere.
Bro, I don't know. What made you smile, big man?
I had some conversation with my mom.
Okay, nice. Shout out to Auntie.
Yeah, I sent her some memes. And
did you send your mom some memes?
Yeah, she understood those memes.
Really?
Which was a big thing. And then she had some banter on top.
Wow.
So it was a meme about an African dad and his son's going to the gym, and then his African dad is feeling offended by it. He's like, Kunle. So you mean you want to challenge me?
Challenge. I was thinking about that.
So like, and my mom said that sounds a lot like you. So that was fun. It's nice to share a bit of humor with my mom. Sometimes she doesn't understand the jokes, but her WhatsApp etiquette has gone through the roof. That church group is really exercising that WhatsApp, right? So that was nice to share
practice hours in that
with my mom. And then I'll be seeing her by the time this episode drops. Mm-hmm. I will be linking up with her probably a couple bowls deep of jollof.
Are you linking up with your mom or are you gonna go home? It's a very big difference.
One of the you same fam.
Link up with your link brother. Up. Go home and see your mom, innit, fam?
No, link up. Big sesh. Knocking them bottles of Schlur back, fam.
Shout out to Schlur.
Sponsoring African households since 1992.
So Schlur is a very fancy, is it a mixed drink? Yeah.
And
it's sold in a glass bottle.
Yeah, it's a non-alcoholic Courvoisier.
Yes. When people have it, they get very excited, but yeah, anyway, so that is Schlur.
People treat it like a premium bottle in the club.
Like a rare Pokemon.
Your parents might be like, oh, it's time. Bring out the Schlur. Bring out the Schlur. It's like, oh, and it's like rationing it. If you sit that thing too quick and it goes the bottle goes down too quickly, mum will be like, yo, cutting you off. Yeah. It's like, I've just had one glass. It's not actually much volume in this bottle of Schlur.
So. But it's a lot of branding, that's it, you know.
That Buck Fizz. So that's a big endorsement of Schlur. And then what also made me smile, on a tangent, I asked some people yesterday.
Oh, nice. Professional.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
No, we're a multimedia platform, fam. Sometimes you're gonna hear music in it. Sound of music. I asked some people like, what should we talk about today? And rest safe in the knowledge that none of the suggestions will be taken up. But truly appreciated. Shout out A-Dubs, a colleague all the way up in the States.
Big Bad Portland.
Yeah, Big Bad Portland, bringing the vibes, great humour, loves grime and kind of like London black culture.
And also Arrested Development, right?
I thought you were going to say she's also arrested.
Whoa,
Arrested Development, yeah, big show, big show. Her suggestion for what should we talk about was her. So, Adrian, this is, if you're listening, this is a shout out to you and your suggestion.
We appreciate you.
And then the next is Liviola.
She's not Nigerian, but okay.
She is a
African.
She's a Nigerian. She's a Nigerian trapped in a Caribbean body. If that makes sense to you, but her name's Liv, but we call her Liviola.
You call her Liviola exclusively. I call her Liviola when I'm trying to annoy her.
It might be in her passport. She said talk about happiness, which we should talk about. We'll come to that at some point.
I would like to think that our episodes exude that.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah, so Liv, my question to you, Liv, which one of our episodes made you happiest? Get back to me on that one. And then shout out Sam, our day one listener, Nigerian out here.
His hairline
in
is
Holland. Immaculate, the Wave here. King. Poseidon, fam. You want us to talk about the Ghana versus Niger Jollof? We won't talk about it, but we will at some point when we have our visuals running have a great African bake-off.
Cook-off.
I'm just going to ignore DJ C, who's an Arsenal fan and decided to troll me and say that we could talk about United's title challenge. I swear, all I will say to Arsenal fans is if you, man, do not win this league. Relocation. Someone will name it anonymous. Just like talk about Gal. We shall not. Shout out Carl.
Wait. How was it spelled? G A L.
G Y A.
Oh, Gal.
Gal.
Okay, we're good.
And it was a gal. Because I know you wanted to take it somewhere, so I had to defend
it. No, I wasn't taking it somewhere.
All right, cool.
I definitely wasn't going to take it there.
Carla, shout out Carla. She said religion or nature, good topic. We're just going to wait for the rest of the man name to jump onto that one. So we can cover that one. And then the last one was shout out to Samaya. Was like your trip to the Nike headquarters. We'll find the right form to touch
on. We spoke a bit about it
in the last one. So shout out to all of those. And then with that, Kwame, I'm going to ask us, what are we going to talk about?
Well, bro, as we always try to do, we'll try to touch on things that are topical or important to us, or that, like, maybe it caused some fervor online or debate. But I think the first thing to start from is one of your favorite sayings, literally, is March Madness
has
come to an end, and LSU won the women's tournament, and the University of UConn or the Connecticut Huskies won the men's tournament. But we're going to focus on the women's because it was a very important, interesting thing where I think this a young white woman called
Caitlin Clark
has stolen the hearts of America because she's a very good player. She has range. She has a little bit of attitude. And, you know, when she was at sinking one of her many deep threes.
Trees.
I think she plays for Iowa State.
Iowa.
I know my stuff.
Play for Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and then so basically, like she had a celebration where after she sank a three in the opponent's face, she waved her hands in the front of the opponent's face, similar to the wrestler
John Cena,
which basically means you can't see me.
It means you can't see me, as in like I am too clear. I'm not even in your eyesight. Yeah, exactly. I'm not even in your vicinity. Exactly. I'm not even in your postal code. I'm not even in your region. Exactly. I'm not even on your continent.
There we go, big man.
Talking that to I went northern there.
You did. Yeah, exactly.
It's contagious.
Exactly. And the people were like, "Oh, look at Caitlin. She's amazing. She has attitude. We love her. She has edge." Okay, that happened. Then Iowa played LSU in the final, which is to stand for Louisiana State University, and they were led by the great talent Angel Reese, right?
Yeah.
And Angel Reese led her team to the championship, had an MVP performance, scored a whole lot of points, and returned the favor to Caitlin Clark by celebrating in her face, by saying, "You can't see me," and pointing to her ring, which is about to be adorned by a championship ring. And all of a sudden, the cultural commentators on ESPN, all these platforms were like, oh, that's rude, unprofessional, ghetto. And it's like, people were like, oh, here we go again. And you know, it's like you have to look at the patinas of how things are presented. Like Caitlin Clark is a white woman with a ponytail, so that seems, you know, whatever. Like that's what I just said.
Innocent, cute, harmless, exactly. And then
Angel Reese
and her whole team. To be fair, there was a. This was before the incident, but it was kind of in the lead up to the match where people were comparing. And the narrative was already being spun before the game because they had two videos of how each team celebrated making it into the final.
Yeah.
And like Caitlin's team were listening to, I don't even know what it was. It was the equivalent of High School Musical. They were singing their hearts out to whatever that was, but it was High School Musical. Whereas like LSU, they were playing like a Boosie.
Yeah.
And like just.
That's where he's from as well.
Where he's from. So like there's just already a stark contrast. Yeah. Like, and people were talking about it. So the narrative was already simmering, and it's weird how we turned to race instantly, even before tip off. Like there's already surfacing this pretext to race, and I think the media do this a lot because they actually pre-plan a lot of their content. So the reason they're able to get stuff out so quickly is that they've already decided on the narrative before the game's even started. They win, if they lose, they tweak a few things. And so like it'd already been set and the stage had already been set for this. And I think Caitlin Clark had done this celebration in the previous game. I've forgotten who she did it to. And then I think the LSU team were like, nah, that ain't gonna run in this game. And I love that because on the men's side, when the men are talking trash to each other, we love that.
It kind of shows passion, it shows edge.
It makes it exciting. It might be like a double standard in terms of both like gender and race, which is an interesting one. We'll take the race first. But when I think about it in terms of like the gender differential, like from a men's point of view, if that was to happen, I don't think there'd be any uproar. I think worse has happened on the men's. By far, and it's been like, yo, this is a great rivalry, we love it. It's kind of like romanticized on the men's side.
You can even hear it sometimes where the commentators get excited, like, we're just getting started. It's like the men pushing each other, isn't it? You understand it? A fight could break out here, isn't it?
So I just wanted to set that context, and then as you said, then it went into kind of conversations where one was deemed classless and the other one was, and then I love what Angel Reese said afterwards, where she was like, yo, you guys have been stereotyping me the whole year. You said I'm this, you said I'm that. This isn't, victory is not for me. It's for girls who look like me, come from my background, and kind of express themselves in my way. Talk like me, walk like me.
Have a lace front, like just the
unapologetically black. Literally black girl magic. Yeah. And that should have been the story, black girl magic, and just kind of celebrating this team and their journey. But it wasn't, and it was just a weird comments and weird aftermath.
It was almost like, you know, like Caitlin Clark was, like I said, she's stolen the hearts of America. Like she was one of the newest members of America's sweethearts, and like Angel Reese was like a villain. I was like, no, she's not a villain. She's also a top player. You understand? Like we need to as much as we were praising Caitlin Clark, we should also praise Angel Reese. So that was quite interesting, and then also interestingly enough, a lot of commentators, some from ESPN, were calling a clip of Angel Reese celebrating in front of Caitlin. They called her a classless piece of shh and things like that. And then it was quite interesting because Barstool Sports, I think the owner's called Dave like Portney, who's like this really old school kind of frat American guy. And on his platform is a very popular black podcast by the two family members from Philadelphia, Wallow and Gilly the Kid, and that they recently made a statement speaking on what their owner said about someone that they hold very dear to their heart. So yeah, like I think over the next couple of days, like we might see it unravel. I'd love to see what happens, and like where do you think we'll go from here, Stephen?
It will eventually settle down and it'll be another reminder of the issue of race and how prevalent it is in society. Sport is often a reflection of society, and then we were doing some research. Even the notion of celebrating like Black History Month is actually not that old. I think it's only been celebrated like 60 or 70 years in America, 38 years in the UK. So I think sometimes we forget how recent this whole kind of like liberation of Black people is, and it still feels like we're still trying to fully integrate into society in a way of equality, which I find so interesting, because I would say as the years passed, I wouldn't say that there's less racism, or it feels like we have a better understanding of racism, but you still have these strongholds which are impossible to shake. And it's not, and this is not just an isolated incident. We were looking way back from kind of like how Serena Williams' body was being spoken about, and, you know, from Caster Semenya, and then even Naomi Osaka as well, and then Simone Biles as well. Like, there's a whole litany of like Black females who have been, who have found
chastised
and found it difficult to get the respect that they deserve, or to be put on an equal footing as their kind of like white counterparts, and often like things are labeled at them that aren't labeled at their white, like from their hairstyles, from wearing nails. And it's like, it almost feels like we don't want Black women to be happy.
We don't want to celebrate them.
And I don't know where it comes from. And I don't understand where it comes from. It's such a weird fixation on Black women, and especially in sport, and some of the hurdles that they continue to have to overcome in order to be seen as equal or to be fully appreciated on the sporting sense is strange. Even in the England team, we had that incident a while ago with racism. I forgot.
Enya Luko left the team.
Murky circumstances, and even the French female captain as well. She refused to play underneath the previous coach who got fired and all of a sudden being reinstated. So it seems
really
she's come back. Not the coach, the player.
Okay.
Yeah, because Harvey Renard, you know, the guy that he's coached Zambia, he's coaching the team now.
The white shirts.
Exactly. So like, there seems to be our good friend Sally was telling us about some laws which have been passed in France, which making it difficult for like women with a hijab to play basketball professionally.
Yeah. But they even started that middle of the season. It's
Mid season.
No consistency.
Mid season, and even now, you know, the Premier League has welcome like breaks from Ramadan.
In Ligue 1, they said no to that. Yeah.
And when you kind of think of like France's kind of racial makeup, that seems a bit mad in terms of like alienating a significant part of the population. So I think we definitely want to revisit this topic with some kind of female athletes as well to give their perspective. But as like a couple of guys looking in to it and then challenging ourselves and thinking, like, we were kind of really surprised that this narrative is still exists today. Yeah. And like, these girls are young. I think they're like 21, 22.
Their lives are only just beginning.
Yeah, only just beginning. Imagine such a storm now. Yeah. You know, like Angel Reese, her life has changed forever. Like she's not going to be able to, anything that she does is going to be scrutinized. Yeah. And I can't remember if you guys know, some of you are young listeners, but like, if I look back at when I was 21 and 22, if you told me that my every movement is going to be like documented, scrutinized, like I don't know how I would cope with that, because I was learning, making mistakes and just living life at that point.
No, for real. And it's like, you know, right now she's in the news for a lot of reasons, and it should only be, she played really well. She's the MVP of the tournament, and then you understand, like that should be the reason that her name is trending worldwide or appearing in all these articles, not because she seems to have annoyed people because of how she celebrated. She wasn't forceful or disrespectful to a lot of people. Well, that's what they were thinking anyway. So yeah, I think it's interesting to see how that picks up over the next couple of days and weeks. And
so, moving segues on in terms of like sport, and then the sport has a bond between the fans and athletes, and also a strong bond can be two friends.
Between teammates, some would
say. Teammates, competitors, adversaries, as you said.
Fierce.
that, and me and Kwame spend a lot of time together, and you know, it's just the two of us. Just the two of
no,
us.
No, no, let's not. It's not karaoke.
We can make you. I don't have a karaoke voice, man. I've got depth.
No, but you're terrible at retaining the memory of lyrics. So let's
I'm just a freestyler. So I wanted to see how well we know each other and just find out more about each other. And it gives a listener a chance to find out a little bit more about our relationship, its origins, where it began. So there are 30 questions.
We're not going to do 30.
Well, let's see how we go for time. But here's some here. And then I'm going to pick some questions out at random. And then I'm going to ask Kwame what he thinks about that. So let me just repeat that one more time. We have some questions to test our friendship, and I'm going to ask Kwame some questions and see what his answers are. So question number one, Kwame Wilson. What was your first impression of me, and when did we meet?
A famous night in Leeds plan, I want to say, just before King's Day. So King's Night, so like April 26th, I believe.
What year, mate?
Bro, maybe like 2017, 18, like a little while ago now. Yeah. And I was like, bro, who just kept talking? You just kept making all these jokes. I was like, who is this guy, fam? Like, he thinks he's so funny. And I think you were wearing like a, have you wearing an orange hat or like an orange? I don't know. But I was like,
this
guy's really repping in it, fam. All right, cool. And then you just kept making all these jokes. I was like, who does this guy think he is, fam? So that was the first time I met you. And like, yeah, like it was cool. We had a good conversation. But every time it kept cracking these punchlines, isn't it? I'm like, who is this? Whose man is this, isn't it? So, that's the first time I met you, bro. That's the first time.
All right.
So, like, I didn't think you were bozo. I just needed to understand more of why you are the way you are. I could ask you, like, do you remember much of that night? And if you did, what was your impression of me?
I don't remember. I don't remember much. I do remember your sneakers were a topic of conversation at some point.
I remember.
And then
sneakers, bro. You were in Portland for 2 hours. Relax.
So yeah, I remember that, and then you started to come up a lot in our friendship groups, like the other friendship groups we had. Like, oh yeah, Kwame. It's like, who's this brother? And why is he everywhere? His heat map was like prime time Wayne Rooney. Like, Amsterdam's not big, but like Kwame was northeast, southwest. Like Batman in Gotham, fam. It was all over the city. So yeah, I began to know, and then through other people, I had like positive experiences. I was like, okay, cool. Sounds like a cool brother. And then I got to know each other, and I was like, ah, this guy really thinks he's in the fashion world.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Bro.
Okay, a real fashion over model out here.
But respect me. Man said fashion over, bro. Fashion over Femi over here, bro. You can't talk, bro. Look at your rings, fam.
Sorry, I got that.
Because
I'm humble, innit?
Bro, you're the least humble person.
I'm so humble, fam. I make the humble pie for others to eat, innit? But yeah, no, do you want to pick
another question? That's a good one. What is our favorite thing to do together?
Is
it laugh?
laughing, but no, I feel like it's I feel like we share a lot of Twitter. Like, we'll find stuff on Twitter
and send it to each other,
and then that will trigger off a set of jokes and laughter. And then I think in person, what do we like? it's just like having adventures or going out, like whether that's like Slovenia, whether that's Paris, any kind of outing or where there's kind of like. I say drinks, not because like we drink a lot or anything like that, but any kind of like social occasion with the man then where we can chop it up and like reflect on a week. I think that's almost like therapeutic.
You know what's mad? Like, I can't lie. Like, I take pride in like, I'm distancing myself. But we are very alike in some ways, mm-hmm. but we're very different in others. But when it comes to like, usually like thinking and like, also we have like, No, let me think about this. Outlooks are a little bit rotted. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, that's what happens when Africans are recharging it, fam.
Do you need a charger?
My music library does not contain any artwork. Okay. But why would it?
Let it track. Okay, you were saying.
You know what we should do? Because last time was a mad thing, so let me just check. Oh, it's not going to respect me. Yeah, so we're good. No, what I was saying to you, I don't know. What our favorite thing to do together? I guess it would be just the two T's, isn't it? Travel and T's, isn't it? Like, me and Stephen are always in competition with each other. Gone to Nigeria, this, that. What else we compete about? Our teams.
Teams. We don't. Drip, and music.
No, but Drip, like, we accept that we're in different lanes, though.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're different, very different lanes.
Yeah, like we cater to different audiences. Different audiences,
but like, yeah, that's true. Like, we don't really compete. But you like to compete.
I can never get the Fashion Nova back.
Stop saying Fashion Nova, fam. It's cost an APC. what do you call it from an aspirational point of view? But yeah, like, I mean, we listen to very different music. You listen to a lot more like Afro beats and music from West Africa, and also like kind of older school rap. But this is one thing that bothers me about
you. False narratives, fam.
Are a little bit sourced, or sometimes when you're not even sourced, fam, the way you struggle to repeat lyrics, but act like you wrote the song 10 years ago, I'm like, bruv, don't be like LeBron James in it, fam.
Got that LeBron James dog.
Okay, it's okay to be humble and like come in with the ad libs that you know in it. If you know the tune, bruv, that's you in it. But don't be like, I'm in an R ring, and it's like, bro, you're making yourself. Because I saw a recent recording of you in Portland.
We did this, the
lyrics to Soulja Boy's one of his biggest tunes, Crank That, and you looking like Soulja Dad, fam. you didn't know where you were cranking or where you were going.
Man,
or
like
where,
Tim or, Flowers, bro,
I don't know. I don't think if you were Lex Luger or Superman, fam. You understand,
fam? I just. Because I'm so cool with like a lot of artists, I actually hear a lot of unreleased
music.
Oh
my day!
So like, it makes you like roll lyrics to you, but like, this is just.
I think you just called yourself humble like 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm just saying, I'm factual. I think we're just stating facts, no?
Okay,
yeah. Shout out Soulja, that's my
okay.
guy. That's
okay,
my guy.
So then like, you know, let's be honest. Like, I was saying this one of my things, my peeves, pet peeves, if you could say. What's one of your things of me that you're like, oh, this guy, fam?
I think you know it. Like, Kwame is.
Oh, don't do this.
Man talked about ad libs, but man is a sound box. Kwame will. Oh, make yeah, yeah, Kwame yeah. will make sound.
Got me here. I'm so guilty.
Kwame will make sounds as if the worst tragedy has happened, and like, let me realize. You're like, oh no, oh, fuck, and you ask you like, what happened? If you're like, oh, my pen's run out of ink. And I'd be like, yo, it's got, I've become so desensitized to it now. Like,
if you were
really in trouble, I'd just be like, mm-hmm. Like you could be in real pain, like just like out there on the floor. And I'd be like, we're going to tell me like, you ain't got no change or you're wearing odd socks or like, something like that.
You have me there still. I can't lie. Like, so sometimes I'll be like, fuck. You'd be like, what?
Oh, no, he does this. He'd be like, fuck. And he'd be like, oh no. Oh, we good. We good. And I'm like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got me there. I have to accept that.
All right, so let me pick one. Yeah. What is your favorite trait?
Well, that's the one you went for. Wow, an answer. let me think. My favorite trait in Stephen is how you see the world, bro. Like, it's so... No, that's it. It's how quick you are. And how witty you are on your feet. Like, as someone that takes pride in, you know, in being sharp with or being having a way with words. Like, I have to admit, bro, like, you're funnier than me. And like, sometimes I'm just like, how have you thought of that, innit? But the funniest thing is that a lot of times, like if that was me, that, like, if I told a joke that was that funny, I would never ever let it leave my memory, innit? But you're just like, oh, did I say that? Like, you have, you're just, like, I just think they're just like a
short-term memory.
Yeah, I guess so, bro. But yeah, that's what I love. Like, it doesn't matter where you are or where we are, no matter what's happening, a lot of times you're the best person just to analyze or summarize what is going on. Because even the other day, you said something which I had to write it down. Remember, I told you.
I remember the moment. I can't
remember. But I'm not going to say it on the pod, but we can say it offline. But I was like, this. The other day, I was thinking about it. I was walking. Somebody was walking past. It wasn't even them. And I was like, bro, this guy said that. How did he. How was the wordplay that? So that's my favorite trait, Steven, that he's so witty and funny. And at the right time, he'll just finish you.
My one in reverse, or to return the compliment, is, and it'll pain me to say because I know he's gonna love it, but
little honesty, isn't it? Little humbleino, fam.
Kwame is a fantastic people's person. I ain't gonna say it. stop looking at me. Kwame has the ability to put people at ease in a conversation, bring others into a conversation, and overall just transmit positivity and joy in a room for the people. And he always has something to say or to drive a conversation or to ask questions. Some days I'm looking, are you not fucking tired, fam? Everyday conversation.
I'm the same with you, fam. Oh, yeah, no, that's funny. Because you could be like a socialite, innit, fam?
Big socialite here, fam. Like, this guy will work a room like primetime Muhammad Ali, like dancing around the ring, fam. Like flies butterfly, sting like a bee, fam.
You're sick. What am I saying? I'm going to go straight to number 30. Is there something, can you tell me something about yourself that I don't already know?
This is a good one. I feel like I'm quite transparent or bait.
Yeah, but you forget a lot about what you.
Yeah, I don't even know what you know, fam. can you tell me something about yourself? What don't you know, fam? That's a good one. I feel like you know everything. Or if there's something you don't know, it's definitely not intentional. You know?
No. It might not be a secret per se. It might be like a thing.
You might know this one, but I've got beef or a deep fear of ostriches.
Yeah, I do know.
I think you know that one.
Well, they come from your uncle or something?
Yeah, I got chased by an ostrich when I was small. So
in Nigeria.
Yeah, and they freak me out. You know they're dinosaurs. They're actually dinosaurs, but we're just calm with them living. a bird that can't fly, fam. Look at the size of my man's head. And the body, fam.
Oh, it fully is like yes, it's
got wings.
It
wings can't fly, fam. Just out here running,
just fast
running suicides for no reason. Fast. With those prehistoric limbs, fam.
That's the prehistoric limbs. That's
it's like if a worm and a pigeon were to just be smashed together, you'd get some kind of. If Earthworm Jim was to come and like just hit a pigeon and form a new body, it'd be an ostrich.
You're sick.
But what else? You know I love random animal pairings.
Yeah, that's very sweet, actually. That's very sweet.
So, you know, I love watching animals, but I don't necessarily like being around.
Yeah, I gathered that.
No, I actually think, you know, I'm pretty discreet.
That is true, but I think there might be something missing. But not all good. I'm trying to think what you might not know about me. It's quite ironic, to speak about animals. So, you know, I'm a big lover of dogs, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gina. Rest in peace to Gina.
Dog father.
Over the years, like, I've really grown to, like, love and appreciate dogs, like, a lot. Like, some people look at me like, rah, is the brother okay? And a fun fact you might not know is that when I was like 10 or 11, I almost got my life ended by one. Well, maybe not per se, but you never know what the time what would have happened. So me and my sister were walking down our street, and then like there were these two dogs maybe like on our street, but like maybe like 10, 12 doors down, and there was always a gate, and the gate was always closed. So sometimes they would bark and. You walk, or sometimes we walk past and but we knew we were safe. And one day, fam, the gate was open. They smelt the flesh of us, from two big Rottweilers, fam, big aggressive teeth, gnarly, all that stuff. and they came charging at me and my sister, bro. Charging, fam. Charging. And then, you know what happened? We just turned and made a run for it with our very young and small and undeveloped limbs. Luckily, the owner had just come back from Tesco, pulled up and accosted these dogs and told them to get back in the house straight away. If the lady was caught in traffic, I have no idea what would have become of me and my sister.
It's funny you say that, because that's one of my biggest fears. And I also have a couple of near life misses with dogs.
Just to check, had you heard that story before?
No.
Okay.
Have you heard any of my dog stories?
Probably, but go ahead.
Probably, okay. That's one in Cavos.
Oh no! But I want to hear it again. I think I might have.
Okay.
Was it mental?
Huh? It was basically a night out in Cavos, first lads holiday.
Yeah. So how old are you at this time?
For 18.
Okay.
And then
Cavos is like a small island in Greece.
Yeah,
right?
Small island in Greece where Brits go to let off some considerable steam.
Lads.
And girls.
Yeah.
There was a cage, similar dog there, foaming at the mouth. Jeez. We normally walk past it all the time, no problem. But this blessed day.
blessed.
El Nino, as I call him, managed to dig underneath the fence. I'm coming back at 3 a.m. waved.
Yeah.
I look back. I hear a bark, and I'm like, this bark doesn't sound like it's inside the cage. I look back at it. I see this dog foaming at the mouth. He looks at me. I look at him, and we both know it's on. So I am running. He is running, but my man's got four legs. I've only got two, so he's gaining on me. Fam, I hopped over a fence and jumped into a pool because I didn't know there's a pool on the other side. So I'm like fully submersed in this pool, clothes wet and everything. And like,
jumped in the pool?
Fam, I jumped over a wall. I didn't know there was a pool on the other side. Shout out Jordan Poole. Yeah. But landed in there, everything soaked, phone soaked. Luckily, the dog couldn't climb there. So that was one. And then other, when I was maybe about 12, I was cycling on a cycle track, and then someone's dog came in there. I just fell off the bike, got up, the dog's barking at me, charging at me. If I was composed, I should have gone that bike and pedaled, but I was like, nah, I need to move now. I ain't got time to pick up this bike and run. And this dog is chasing me. And then luckily the owner cordons it off. So I've had a couple of...
You need to have experience with these dogs, isn't it, fam?
Yeah, man. Me and dogs is like... I've been chased by quite a lot of animals, actually.
And an ostrich, bro. What is
ostrich,
it?
I found a bat in Nigeria.
What is it about your energy? Let me think. What's your favorite memory? That's a nice one. That we have together.
Ooh, there's a couple.
What brings to mind?
It got to be either Slovenia or Paris.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? Yeah. No, you know what's funny? Because actually at the time it seemed very negative. It has to be that night in that club in Paris.
That dog stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was elite. That was elite. Wow. I don't even know.
It was an erroneous bill, let's just say that.
It's an erroneous bill. It's an erroneous night. it was a type of venue where we should not have gone in.
Yeah.
Like, there were several red flags. Yeah, and the way the owner greeted us to, like, we're fairly well dressed. If you follow us on IG, you kind of know how we move. Like, the Garms are Garmin.
Yeah.
But one of our posse was refused entry based on his appearance. What made this, what added insult to injury was my man at the door was dressed worse than him.
Not even worse, because my friend was fresh.
This guy had like a checkered ensemble. He had like a suit trousers which were showing his ankles. Like
almost
nothing
his knee,
nothing fit. And I'm just like, I said to him, brother, I said to him, if you're allowed to be in this club, he's allowed to be in this club because he's actually dressed better than you.
Yeah.
So that eventually we got in, but we were off to a rocky start at best. We asked for shisha, which never came. We were promised shisha and food.
Yeah,
we didn't. Best believe my nostrils did not smell that shisha smoke, and my tongue did not taste a single chicken wing all that whole night. And then so we're like, okay, cool. Drinks. It's a bar. They shouldn't run out of drinks. Yeah, the drinks were coming, and those portions were packing a punch. Like you asked for like a whiskey, a shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
They emptied a whole clip in that bottle.
They don't play over there.
It was slapping. And then we had the first wireless DJ I've ever seen in my life. This DJ was hands-free and hands-off. that playlist was playing. But shout out to K Slay, Jigger.
That's not his name, but yeah, that's what we called him.
Yeah, that's a Jigger right there. And then it come to the settle up the bill. Let's say, just throwing the figures out there randomly, let's say the bill was supposed to be 200. I was agreed with a bill of 500.
Yeah.
And I went off.
Yeah, you did.
I went off.
I don't ever see that angry. I was incredulous. Yeah, that's a good word.
The fraud.
That's a good word.
Like, you can't.
You're Nigerian as
you
well.
You can't finesse a Nigerian. You can't fraud a Nigerian. It's offensive to do that. It's like trying to outrun Usain Bolt. You just don't.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I think that was probably that night was epic.
And then, why did you say Slovenia?
Slovenia because like the man them were visiting somewhere for the first time. We both never been to.
Yeah, Slovenia. Okay.
And
yeah,
like, I remember we were ill prepared for this. We did this little to zero research, and Slovenia gets hot.
Oh yeah.
I remember we went out for 5 minutes. I was like, Kwame, we can't be out here. I was like, I know we're black, but like this is a heat.
It was like 37 at one point.
Yeah. I said this is a heat that we are ill prepared for. Like we have to abort mission today. And then just kind of discovering this. And then I said to Kwame, every time I go to Eastern Europe, at least one person will ask to take a picture with me. I don't know who they think they am.
Yeah.
But regardless, they will ask. Kwame's like, no, you're just being racist. You're being this, is it? You know, the diplomat in him real came out. Mm-hmm. Until we were in the Central Square or Central Circle.
Yeah.
Shout out Central C. In Livoana. And behold, a Romanian father and his son came up to Kwame and me and asked for a picture. I do not know who they think we were.
Yeah.
Answers on a postcard.
Joe, what's funny about those things, I always think about like the framing. So obviously like we have taken the picture, but like what do they tell their friends and family in it? Like you know with the voiceover. You understand? Like on IG, like if they have a caption, what's the caption gonna be? With these two legends or these two wankers or these two black pieces of, you understand? Like I have no idea what the framing is. I always think about that. Like, yeah, I'm in a picture with you smiling right now, but after we walk our separate ways, how you gonna tell your people like, oh, these people stunk. Yeah, oh my god, they had no class. These people were great. He's a rapper. You know, oh look at him. Oh, you know who he is? 21 Savage. Someone's like, bro, that's not 21 Savage. You understand that? Like,
I'm always curious. There's a collection of people around the world that have a collection of photos of myself and Kwame over the years, and it'd be great to just see what became of those images.
Exactly. So I know. I'll ask you this one. What did you want to be when you grew up? So when you were younger, did you have like?
Obviously, I want to be a footballer. Yeah. And then when I wasn't, then what I'm doing now is actually what I wanted to be. Yeah, I knew from when I was 16, I wanted to work in the sports industry and do marketing. What I'm doing now. The thing is, like, when I'm really passionate about something or really set my heart on something, I always achieve it. Whether that be something I want to buy or do, if I'm really determined, I know I'm going to achieve it.
So,
what about yourself?
In a similar way, I always wanted to be a footballer. At one point, I had harbored dreams of being a rapper.
If you're a footballer, would you play for England or Ghana? Honestly.
I'd probably say Ghana now, but probably England back in the day. I'm honest with you. You Nigeria all the time, innit? But it's kind of what I'm doing now. Like, I always wanted to be a writer. Like, I loved the power of language. Like,
you're so good at writing.
Like, I loved, like, in English, that in creative writing, I was just given a blank canvas, innit? Because I can't draw. So when I had a blank canvas, literally, I was suffering. But when I could just create my own world with characters, with speech, with language, I thrived in it. So, yeah, like, I'm writing now in a different aspect. I'm gonna get more to that in some other areas, but yeah. So we're basically living out our dreams, aren't we, big man?
It was all a dream.
Okay, Mr. Carrier.
Jeez,
man, let's do a couple more.
We'll do a couple more and then round it off, and then okay, cool. How do you learn? Funny, there's some funny ones. There's one for. Is there anything about me that challenges you?
Yeah, there is. Often, you're not wrong, and you are quite logical. But sometimes it's like, big man, you didn't have to, you didn't have to like drop the bars like that. I've seen you in many instances in a bar in Paris. But Paris was fine, actually. But like Cameroon.
With Dembers.
Remember Cameroon?
Oh yeah.
we were covering the Africa Cup of Nations in the Cameroon, even though 2020 was actually in 2021. Oh no, it was 2022, right? January. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, so last year January, and then we were going in the media zone. And this woman who worked for the federation or what have you was asking us for our passes, and we had a pass and a bib, but even though I don't know what happened, but anyway, Stephen let her know that he is not to be messed with. He definitely deserves to be there. And I was like, bro, do you need this much vitriol? You understand? Like, it was just your delivery, innit? But it worked. And like, there are some times I'm like, Stephen. Like, oh, fair point, but just to say it like that. So that's probably one thing that comes to mind.
And when it says like challenges, what does it mean? Like things you don't agree with or something?
Yeah, it's like, it's not don't agree with, it's like, it's basically like, okay, like I would have done this differently, and I also think that you could have. That's what I would say.
One thing, sometimes I think you're like, you're too chill, fam. I'm like too freaking chill. I'm like, I'll be like, sometimes I need to emphasize. I'm like, yo, you know that's in like 1 hour. And you'll be like, yeah. I'm like, nothing about your body language is giving me confidence. You understand the time pressures that we are under. I'm like, I just love to see a little bit rattled every once in a while. But it's like, it'll be like, yo, this needs to happen. Boom. And you'll be like, Yeah. And you might go back to eating a sandwich or scrolling whatever you're scrolling. And I'm there in disbelief. I'm like, I'm looking at the words I've used. I'm like, yo, this is urgent. I'm using all the corporate big words or anything. I'm like, yo, this is urgent. This is needed ASAP. This is needed yesterday. You're like, yeah. Cool. No one. Yeah, too cool. So like sometimes. So I admire it, but sometimes I'm like, how is he this press resistant?
But like, yeah, I like that. But it was funny though, because like, you said you like to see me rattled, and I think what you said is fair. But I don't ever see you rattled. But
are you serious?
I'll see you rattled. No, you might be rattled, but you won't show it, which is interesting. Which I think is a good trait to have.
I thought I show it. In my mind.
Maybe because I know you, so like. Face to face, personally, I'll see things, but like,
I'm confusing anger with
probably. Yeah, when you're angry, you can see it.
I'm terrible at hiding my emotions.
Yeah, you're a really bad poker player. Really bad.
Oh my god! Like, if you don't even know to ask if I'm pissed at you, you will know. I'm trying to.
You know what's funny as well? Yeah. You don't. Sometimes you're so angry, you don't even speak. You just make ad libs.
Yeah. I get real quiet.
That's it. Steven. Good.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, exactly.
No, when I get silent, because I know how sharp my tongue is.
Yeah.
I'm like, just don't open your mouth right now and say what's in your head. So that's why I'm really like, just do not say anything, because my mouth is sharp.
Yeah.
I'm very, very conscious of that. I'll let you pick this.
Where would you like to visit together?
Okay. I think collectively I'd love to take you guys to Nigeria.
Bro, you have no idea how much I want to go to Nigeria.
Oh my god, like, if you please come to Nigeria in December, that's a dream. Outside of Nigeria, I'd say I think America would be fucking fun.
Oh my god. even if it's me and you, fam.
Oh my god, I think that would just be absolutely hilarious. Like, it's anywhere in America.
Like you drop us anywhere, literally,
Wyoming.
Wherever,
it would just be
fun times would be had. Episodes would be
The experiences we had, the things that would happen. Yeah. I don't know. I just tend to attract weird stuff and stories. And I think that times all of us would just be an absolute movie. So Oh, that sounds an interesting session. We should do this with the man then.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It'll be dope there. So for first time listeners, you got to understand our connection, a little bit about us. And you should also try this game with some of your friends and then let us know if anything has come up that you can share.
If some whole truths were exposed.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please. We should do this with some drinks. It's been a long time since we pulled up, you know.
Bro.
A long time.
A long time. But Stephen, I think you have a question for me.
Yeah. What have we been listening to?
You've been listening to the Out of Home podcast with your boys, Kwame and Stephen. Yaf and Kieran will be here next week. Shout out to the London crew. Yes, we've been sharing stories of our own, not of the people, but that will come very soon. And we are out. We have to love you and leave you. Catch you next time. Peace.
Cheers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.